We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, congratulations on a thrilling 31-24 win over Western Michigan on Saturday afternoon at the Glass Bowl. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the victory by your Rockets.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously these games in the MAC West, you know, the conference games are really hard to win. And, you know, we figured this was going to be a 60-minute contest, and it was. You know, we were able to, you know, play some pretty efficient football early on in the game to kind of push out to a pretty good lead. And, you know, we knew that Western was gonna battle back and fight back. And, you know, hats off to them and a lot of credit to their team for showing a bunch of fight in the second half and really you know, making us play football for 60 minutes. So it's a team that's, you know, really talented skill-wise on offense. You know, their offensive line, I think, is a really good one. And, you know, defensively, they did a good job of, you know, of putting together a good plan and their kids going out and executing against us. So, but really proud of our team for, you know, the effort that they and the resolve that they showed for the 60 minutes of football that we were able to play on Saturday. And obviously happy to get a win. And you know, it's always – anytime you get a MAC West win, it's a big deal, no matter how you get it, because those are really hard to get.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Jason, defensively, you were able to hold a potent Western Michigan offense, quarterback John Wasink and running back Levante Bellamy, below their season averages. You got off to that 24-7 halftime lead. Talk about the defensive game plan going in and your ability to kind of limit the success of Western's top two offensive threats.
Well, I think, you know, a team that has that caliber, they're going to gain yards. It's about scoring and, you know, being able to hold the other team off the scoreboard. I thought, you know, we did a good job of eliminating some explosive plays. Our two young corners did a great job on the outside of, you know, playing deep balls and taking some of those shot plays off the map for them. You know, I thought we did a good job on Bellamy for the most part in the game. You know, he got one long one where he kind of out-leveraged us. But, you know, he's a great player, and he's going to do that from time to time. You know, you're going to get one-on-one with that guy in space, and he's just going to make your guy miss. So, he's elite, got elite speed, and, you know, he's a track guy and, you know, got legitimate 100-yard speed. So, you know, that guy has got to be accounted for at all times. So, you know, with knowing all of that going in, I think, you know, our kids did a great job of answering the challenge. And, you know, in our young, very, very young season, I think there's so many things that we have to correct and fix. But, you know, we've shown the ability to rise up to the challenge so far, and we're going to have to continue that if we want to go where we want to go.
And congratulations to the Rockets football program for honoring the 1969 championship team during that contest. And obviously for your Rockets on Saturday, wearing the vintage throwback uniforms from the 1969 season in their honor. Talk about, you know, those special moments in the history of Rockets football and, you know, kind of the response and the feedback that you and your program received.
Well, awesome response and awesome feedback. And I think any time that you can – and we talk an awful lot about, you know, understanding where we came from, you know, and that providing maybe us a clear picture, maybe where we want to go and where we want our program to be. And, you know, there's so the history of this program, the lineage of the terrific coaches and terrific players is a long one. And, you know, I think any time that we have the chance to maybe catch our breath, slow down a minute and kind of pay homage and respect to those that came before us, I think we're obligated to do that. You know, this program has been playing really solid football for a long, long time. You know, a lot of people in this building understand and respect that. You know, this is not about Jason Candle or any of these guys that are in the locker room now. This is about the people that came before us. And, you know, we talk about all that stuff. We put all these sayings on walls and things like that. But you know, anytime you get a chance to act it and do it, I think it's really critical. And, you know, that core group of guys from that 69, you know, 70, you know, in those years there of those championship teams, that kind of was the blueprint and the foundation for what our program is today. And a lot of respect for that crew. And obviously Frank Lauterbur, the coach at the time, was a tremendous man and a guy that, you know, really, like I said, set the standard for what Toledo football is today.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Candle.
We have a question from David Goricki with the Detroit News. Coach, can you talk about your DB Womack? I thought that he played really well.
Yeah, Sam is really having a great year. You know, he's gotten challenged. He's gotten stressed in a lot of games. I mean, you know, people try to throw at him quite a bit. I think I saw a stat the other day that he leads the country in pass breakups. You don't have that statistic to your credit attached to your name if you don't have the opportunities to make the plays. And you know, we've challenged those guys to get up in the face of receivers and really, you know, try to disrupt guys at the line of scrimmage. And you know, and when you do that, you know what the offense is going to do. You know they're going to take shots over your head. So he's done a really good job. You know, he's responded and played to get some tough matchups the last few weeks, and really done a good job of holding his own. And anytime you're allowed, you can eliminate those explosive plays. It's almost like it's a double win, because not only do you preserve the yardage, but you also now force the offense into a second long or a third and long situation in some of those situations. So he's been huge for us, and you know, his consistency and who he is as a man is showing up on the football field. And I think anytime that's the case, that's really cool.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Jason, this Saturday, a special game for your Rockets. You throw out the records when you have a rivalry game with Bowling Green. Talk about the excitement in this Saturday's contest.
Well, obviously a game that I think means a lot to our city, means a lot to this university, means a lot to Northwest Ohio, one that our kids look forward to playing in every year. You know, it's a unique situation that two schools are, you know, they're this close in proximity, and, you know, it's like I said, it's obviously a big game for our area and our two universities and our community. So one that we put a lot of time and energy in and a lot of stock in, but, you know, it's something that's, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be a part of it now for a long time, and, you know, seen a lot of great coaches in this game and a lot of great players to play in this football game, one that's always a very spirited, very competitive game, and one you look forward to playing in each and every year.
Specifically on film from Bowling Green, what are some challenges they'll present to you on Saturday?
Well, a lot of familiarity. I mean, a lot of familiar faces, you know, on their roster. You know, obviously, you know, we've played against these guys for, you know, you play them every year, and sometimes in crossover games on the other side, you don't get to see some of the teams each year. But I think a team that's playing, you know, really hard on defense, you know, trying to find their way and figure it out offensively with, you know, and really doing some good things schematically to challenge you. You know, they've had some stretches and courses of games where they've played really, really well and played some really, really good complementary football. So, you know, and a team that I feel like is getting better each and every week. So, you know, each game presents its own set of new challenges, and this one will have some unique challenges for us to face, and our kids got to answer the bell.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the victory last Saturday. We want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great week.
Thank you so much. For Jason Candle and his Toledo Rockets, coming off a 31-24 win against Western Michigan in the contest, running back Bryant Kobach, 21 carries, 177 yards. And in the contest, quarterback Mitchell Godani, 14-22 passing for 200 yards and two scores. Bowling Green, for Toledo, they will be at Bowling Green this coming Saturday, October 12th, that game at noon Eastern, and available on CBS Sports Network.